Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here.
Welcome to the 1 year special anniversary of Your Time with Josie. Tonight, a look back at the past year of the show, special guest appearances, and my dog Alan, along with Tina, will be helping out along the way. And now, without further ado, here's the host of your show, Josie!
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, hold the pause, hold the pause. No. Hi, everyone. It's me, Josie, from Your Time with Josie. I am super excited because 1 year anniversary. I'm super excited. It's going to be so much fun. Welcome everyone listening live, and a shout out for those that are also in the chat room. Aaron, Vanna Loves Reba, Country Fan, Crazy Annie, Peanut, Reba Fan for Forever, Strum of Banjo, KK123456, Tinnery, and Vicky. Hi, guys. Thank you guys so much for celebrating with me. We're going to have so much fun, exciting things today, plus exciting guests along the way, and some hilarious stuff as well. So everyone, welcome to our 1 year on the air anniversary show. Tonight we will take a look back at the best of the last year and have plenty of special guests and clips for you to enjoy on the way. Stay tuned for the whole show. You never know what is going to happen or who is going to show up. We will spend some time talking about and hearing some of the great music we heard live this past year. We have some special messages sent to us from former guests that are on the road. We have a live musical performance tonight from a show favorite, and we'll get to talk about our favorite moments from the show, including funny backstage moments never shared on air before. We will introduce a new Your Time with Josie segment to our show and even allow our listeners to vote for the guest that did the best SpongeBob song with us this past year. You guys know you loved it. I know I sure did. And, of course, we will have giveaways throughout the show. Of course, what's an anniversary show without giving away some prizes? I mean, come on. So let's start out with our fun, exciting chit-chat segments of today. Tonight we are going to give your opinions on some celebrity news from so far this year. So here is how our show ranked some of the celebrity news of this year. Number 8, obviously, was Chelsea Clinton Gets Married. 7, Lindsay Lohan went to jail. 6, Duggars welcome 19, Josie, my name. 5, Carrie Underwood gets married. 4, Jake chooses Vianne on Bachelor, and surprise, that ends. 3, Jonas Brother trades his purity ring in for a wedding band. 2, Bret Michael gives us a health scare of a lifetime. And the 1 celebrity excitement was Tiger Woods does, well, you know what he did, and then Jesse James did it as well. it's a kid show. So share your thoughts in the chat room, and we will read some on the air. So, everyone is super excited today. Could everyone hear us before I get started? All right, typing in the chat room right now. Can you all hear us? Okay. What's going on? Country Fan in the chat room is planning to call in. Well, don't get nervous because we have tons of awesome, fun little things and really it's all about fun. So I really want to say we have recently added some great sponsors. So a special thanks to Save a Pet in Georgia. You can visit their site at www.saveapetinc.com, INC.com. We also have the link on the on our website, josieshow.com, in the sponsors link below Dunkin' Donuts. And you could, there's also a link that you can click for the Pet of the Month that we featured. And then, of course, Dunkin' Donuts in Oriole Plaza, Delray Beach, Florida, for their support and promoting your time with Josie. Okay, cool. Everyone could hear. Awesome. See, I love to hear that. Reba Fan 4 Forever is super excited. Good. I love to hear that because that's what this is about. So before we start talking, everyone, and get into the nitty-gritty, I really want to say, before we start talking about the great music, let's hear from our former guest, and you all know him, Scotty Cormos.
Hey, everybody. It's Scotty Cormos from the hit TV show The Singing Bee on CMT, and I'm just dropping by to thank everybody for watching the show this past summer. Our ratings were up 17%, and we'll hopefully be back in 2011, so that's great news. But what's even better news is this is the one-year anniversary episode of Your Time with Josie. So congratulations, Josie, on 1 year of broadcast excellence, and we all hope you have many, many more. So appreciated being a guest on your show this past year. We'll have to do it again real soon. Right now I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, getting ready to go on stage and rock the city. So for everyone across the country, thanks for supporting Josie. She does a great job, and thanks for watching The Singing Bee, and you can check me out at scottycormos.net. Have a great day, everybody.
That was super sweet of Scotty Cormos to send me that message because he couldn't be here. He was performing, but that was just the same. Thank you so much, Scotty. Now, there is a special surprise caller on the line. As you guys know, it was past guest, Nick Finaccio.
Hey.
Hey. How are you?
Good. How are you? Congratulations on your one-year anniversary.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, no problem.
That's so cool.
I just
wanted
to...
What's been new with you? Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. I have been writing a lot and looking to... Yeah, get out and play some more shows, maybe on the road a little bit. And I had a few minutes here to give you a call and wish you guys a happy anniversary. And, yeah, I hope you have many more.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
No problem.
Definitely. But thank you so much. That's awesome that you took the time to call in. And it's much better than a voice recording, I must say. Because you normally, you were supposed to do a voice recording, but I'm glad you were here in person. It's much better.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a great show. And and I would love to come back on sometime within the next year.
Of course. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. See you later.
See you later. Bye, Nick.
See you.
That's awesome that Nick called to celebrate. Thank you so, so much, everybody. Let's now talk about some music that we had on the show. Because, you know, I love to ask, people to, sing a little bit of something that they recently put out there. We had some great music played live on our show over the last year, and here are a few of the guests we had sing for all of us, we just love that. It's awesome. So here we go.
It's the best performances live on Your Time with Josie for the past year. On March 5th, 2010, the guest was singer Mallory Hope. We sang us a little bit of a song, Love Lives On.
I reached for you this morning, woke up with empty arms. once again it's sinking in how far away you are. I still pour 2 cups of coffee and tell you all about my dreams. This kitchen's way too quiet. You should still be here with me. And even though I cry like crazy, even though it hurts so bad, I'm thankful for the time God gave me. Even though we couldn't make it last, I'm learning how to live without you. Even though I don't want to, and even with you gone, love lives on.
On May 14th, 2010, the Ryan Tyler Band gave us a little dose of Going Fishing.
Cause I can't make you love me if you don't.
it was August 6th, 2010. Our guest was Nick Pinocchio, who gave us a little bit of Bye Bye Baby.
Everyone I've been remembered find a place where I fit in. It all comes back to me. With a little home courage, I'll have the strength I need. Whatever lies ahead, it all comes back to me. Oh, whatever lies ahead, it all comes back. Back to Georgia.
Those are some of the best performances live on Your Time with Josie in the past year. And now, back to you, Josie.
Thank you. Awesome. We had such amazing performers coming on Your Time with Josie, and there were so many more that we wish we could fit in, but I had to talk somewhere. but it was so much fun. I love doing this show, And I will show you why. Now, as a special treat, we have our show favorite, Colt Chambers, with us to perform live. And also, I just want to mention that we are going to be giving away on Your Time with Josie an autograph from Colt Chambers, an autograph photo from Colt Chambers, that you can win. So awesome, awesome, awesomeness. Basically, how you can win is you just post in the chat room. And we will pick someone from the lucky hat. Easy enough. So let's see if he is here. Oh, there we go. Hello, Cole.
Hi, Josie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. So tell everyone what's been new with you, performing and all that good stuff.
Well, let's see. Okay. I've done a lot of performances since the last time I was on Your Time with Josie. I just reached 1,200 followers on Twitter today. That was really exciting.
Woohoo!
And that's about it.
Awesome. Oh, and you cannot forget about your awesome live chat.
I'm sorry?
You cannot forget about your awesome live chat.
Okay. So, yeah, I had a live chat last night, and Josie was there. And it was really fun. Woo! So I think I'm having another one Sunday at 8 o'clock on Ustream.tv. So just follow me on Twitter and you can find out about that.
Definitely. Awesome, awesome. And we hear that you're going to sing a little bit of something for us. What are you going to sing?
I want to sing All Over Me by Josh Turner.
Okay. Hit it.
Okay. Y'all ready for this?
Read it.
Take all you get
That we are also going to be giving away an autograph from you.
Yes.
So, yes, that's going to be exciting. Okay, so I am going to pick a lucky person in the chat room to win this autograph. All right, here we go. Okay. Oh, what does this say? Oh, got this. Okay. I picked Crazy Annie. Crazy Annie in the chat room. You get
congratulations, Annie.
Autograph. Woohoo! Congratulations.
Congrats.
Yeah, yeah. So Annie, just message me at josie@josieshow.com with your address and everything, and I will send it to Colt, and you could send the autograph. Or you could just talk to Colt about it on Twitter. He's on Twitter, you know. So what's your Twitter page, Colt, for everybody who's listening?
Twitter.com/ColtChambers.
Definitely. And do you have any upcoming performances where people can be seeing you live?
tomorrow at 4:40 in Cartersville, Georgia, I'll be performing at Pumpkin Fest Fall Festival. It's going to be really fun. They're going to have a bunch of activities for families to come and hang out. And then October 22nd, I will be on Your Time with Josie again live. And then the 23rd, I'll be in New Harley, Georgia at the New Harley Covered Bridge Fall Festival. And then November 6th, I'll be in Dalton, Georgia at the Georgia Country and Gospel Music Association Awards. I'm nominated for Entertainer of the Year and Vocalist of the Year.
Woo! That is awesome. And, yeah, you were nominated for 2 awards, so that's better than 1.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's so cool. And I am super excited to be talking with you again live from Georgia. That'll be fun. I'm excited. Yeah, it'll be my first time in Georgia, and I will get to spend time with you, which will be always just so much fun. So I can't wait. Definitely, I can't wait. So thank you so much for calling in. But I want you to stay in the chat room.
Okay, I will.
Awesome. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye, thank you. Awesome. Always, it's a pleasure to talk with you, Colt. Now, we are going to give some special people a introduction really quick, because we are going to talk about the funny moments behind the scenes, and what better way to announce the behind-the-scenes stuff than people who actually see me behind the scenes. So here we go. Tina Marie in the chat room, who is my mother, is going to come on the line with us.
Hi, Josie. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Wait, for Ellen, I'll do it. Hey.
You know, you've been waiting.
Hey.
I know, right? And then Ellen, who is my web designer. Where is
she?
Hey. Hey, Ellen. How are you?
I'm busy here. The switchboard was like nuts.
I know, right? It's been messing up a little bit, but we're all good. We're all good. So I think we should talk. I know.
Hey, Ellen, we could barely hear you.
Yeah.
Can you turn your mic up a little bit?
Wait, I'll fix that.
I don't want Josie to not miss any of the extra things that you're going to say.
Oh, of course. Of course they planned ahead of me, so you guys can embarrass me even more.
All right, let's see if we can hear him now. Ellen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh,
yep,
we
hear you now. Awesome. Sounded like one of those commercials. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? So let's chat about some of the embarrassing things that Mwah did for these lovely people in the chat room who are going to have a great laugh about this. This is all about funniness, okay? It's all about fun, but it's also true. So, Mom, do you have any things that you remember me having embarrassedness of?
Okay, so... It's funny how I already have, like, a list in front of me, isn't it? So not everybody gets the luxury to see what happens. You know, sometimes you get to hear a little bit of it because, you know, the microphones and such. But when you're not listening, when the show isn't live, there are some funny things that happen. And if you know Josie and I at all by now, you know that we spend most of our life laughing, which is a good thing. And Alan has joined us on that already as well. So it's just kind of a big laugh fest all the time. But I do remember a special time where it was just at the beginning of the show, Josie, if you remember this. And, you know, we didn't have, you know, the switchboard and office and all these great things. We kind of just started it really kind of bare bones. And, you know, this was before, you know, I think maybe even before Alan came on with us and did all the great work that he does for us. But I remember this is when you still had to sing, you know, the theme song live, each one, because we didn't have the recordings and all that kind of stuff. So here's the deal. So, Josie, you're already laughing.
I already laughed.
I
have the list in front of me. I took it before you could embarrass me, so I knew what to come back with.
Okay, so basically what happened is the show goes live, right? And we've got a bunch of listeners in the chat room, people listening online or over the phone or whatever it was. And so Josie sings this whole theme song, does this great introduction. She's just rocking it. She's all excited. And, like, nobody's saying anything. So we go and we look, and Josie did all of that, probably the first 5-10 minutes of the show, on mute. She forgot to undo the mute button and literally had to take it off, a little panic, and start the whole thing all over again. It was hysterical.
Huge air right there, like complete silence. You could hear a pin drop. All of a sudden, I'm singing, you know, full blast, you know, I'm ready, it's your time, with Josie. And then all of a sudden, I realize the red button's on there, mute, and I have to start it all over again, and there was just complete silence like this. It was awful.
I don't think there was anything better than seeing your face when you realized that you had just done all that on mute and everybody was just sitting there listening to absolutely nothing, because I think that was even before commercials. So it was hysterical. If I would have had a camera, that would have been like the best thing in the world to post online, I swear. So we talked a little bit about starting out kind of bare bones and then hopefully being able to move into, you know, the little office studio thing that you have going on now. But when we first got started, Alan, you remember this delightful story that I told you about where Josie started her show? Alan's still there. Is he on the switchboard?
I don't know, but Alan must be so mesmerized by the whole thing.
I'm here. I had to use the bathroom.
There you go.
All right. Okay, so Alan, you there now?
I'm here.
Awesome. So repeat, Mom.
So do you remember the story that I told you about where Josie started her show?
Yeah, I just came from there.
Okay,
I think I found new sound effects for the show.
See, any time that the show was going in the wrong direction, we had a sound effect right there the whole time and didn't even realize it. So when we first got started, I'll just explain a little bit about our house so you don't think that we're totally crazy. So we had a different phone service than what we have now, and it was horrible. You would get static on every line, on every jack. It didn't matter what it was. But we had this one really old phone that only worked in one spot where you didn't have static on the line. And, of course, that spot where it worked was in my master bathroom. So Josie's first shows and Josie's first interviews literally started with her sitting on the toilet.
The bed was closed,
yes,
people.
Yes, with the lid closed.
Okay.
She wasn't doing anything special. She was just sitting there. So the lid was closed. She's sitting on the toilet.
On the throne.
And there is kind of like a jacuzzi
the
in the back.
The script was written on
like
toilet paper.
Shelf thing that covers the motor.
And
that's what she used for a table, and that's where the phone was. And literally, she must have did almost a half a year worth of shows on there before we finally got it all together, got a new company, got new jacks, and did all the things that we had to do. But literally, I bet you, Josie, you are the only one that can say that you interviewed Katie Cook while sitting on a toilet.
I am the only one. It is true. I mean, all of you people are saying in the chat, because I'm reading the chat room, you all are saying, like, how you guys are nervous to talk to me or whatever. You guys don't have to be nervous, okay? I'm a girl who likes SpongeBob. I'm 15, by the way. I had to sit on a toilet to do my show most of the time.
Well, did you get Katie to
sign
your
washcloth? I'm not sitting on a toilet now. This is how it happened, because we didn't have to phone, whatever. Exactly. So you don't have to be nervous, yeah, that's one story that is now public now. Thank you, Mother, and Alan. but I do remember another one, another funny moment. Please don't laugh too hard. My sweater got tied to a chair.
Okay, you know what? No, you totally didn't even give that story justice, okay? If you think you're getting away that easy with Ellen and I here, you got another thing coming. All right,
okay.
Story. So
Josie had another blonde moment.
We are literally in a meeting with Alan over the phone, so we're all kind of on speaker. I've got my computer out in the hallway. Josie's got hers inside the office, and we're kind of just going at it, getting all this stuff done while we're talking to Alan, not really focusing on what's going on. Josie's got very nervous hands. Josie is playing with these long string strap things or whatever on the sweater concoction that she had. So she's just, you know, playing, just keeping her hands busy while she's working and talking and that kind of thing, and nobody's really paying much attention. Finally, all of a sudden, I hear coming from the office, Josie calls me in the hallway. She's like, Mom. I'm like, what? So I go in there to find out what's going on. Literally, the girl tied herself to the chair. She had so many twists and turns and knots inside these little sweater tie things that she literally could not get undone and was stuck on the chair. It was seriously the best thing you have ever seen. It must have taken me 5 minutes to untangle her. It was a riot.
Okay.
Josie, how come you don't remember that being as funny as I do?
Because I had to endure being stuck on the steamed chair. Okay?
And was she spinning around at the time?
What?
Was she spinning around at the time?
You know, she was doing some little spins, so... You know, I think that was probably the last time that Josie wore that sweater.
It actually is.
It's super cute, but it's got these, like, really long side and tangy things, whatever they are, of material.
Okay, new post-it note. New post-it
what
note. Josie's not allowed to wear sweaters on the air.
No.
No.
So today I've got her in a tank top.
Yes.
So that she can move around freely without getting tied down.
Definitely. And the worst part, and the very much worst part was, you know, I tried to get up because, you know, I had to use the bathroom, okay? And so here I am.
Way too much bathroom talk.
Here I am, you know, trying to wiggle my way out of this dang sweater. I even tried to get up, and this dang chair was stuck to my behind. I wanted to just give up and just be like, I'm sorry, but I have to cut a hole through this chair so I can use the bathroom because I don't know what else I'm going to do. I mean,
but,
yeah, that was a funny moment. And
And a not-so-funny moment, because that was really bad, was when the switchboard went down as we were trying to get our guest on the air.
Yeah, you know, that was more freaky than funny.
That
I
was
think,
scary.
I think the funny part was probably our reaction and our panic. I think it was the very first time we had a guest on where right when we went ahead to turn the guest mic on, our switchboard went down.
Yeah.
That was it. I mean, there was nothing we could push or do. I mean, I was pushing every button. It didn't matter what button it was. Josie's pushing all kinds of buttons. We're texting Alec in this big panic. So finally we get the switchboard up. We don't have time to screen anybody. Josie's just pushing buttons, and we pushed a mic and just prayed to goodness that this was our guest and not somebody that we didn't want to talk to.
Yeah.
We got lucky. The first push was the guest, but not so much that that was a funny moment, but I think watching us run back and forth and push a bunch of buttons because we didn't know what we were doing.
That was also
yeah.
the night that we started with the sound effects, and they just kept playing because we couldn't figure out how to shut them off. And people are, like, hearing cats meowing and stuff.
That is a riot. If I'm mistaken, didn't we have a guest that was talking and, like, cats and stuff kept meowing and dogs kept barking?
I know. I felt so bad. I'm just like, please excuse the dogs and the cats. Apparently, they're invisible in my house. But it was ridiculous. You know what I mean? And it was just, see, those sound effects can get you in trouble, people.
You know, that's all you need is to have, you know, an adult male guest on, and then Josie accidentally pushes the whistle button. So,
I mean, like, woo!
Yeah.
You know how bad that would be?
That would be bad.
Okay, so, guys, all right, so that was enough making fun of Josie time for one week. We have some more awesome, fun clips for everybody that I want to share. We have some more awesome things.
I think we have Peanut on the line, don't we?
Peanut's chasing her tail, so let's put Stephanie on the air because she's waiting all nervously.
All right.
Okay.
Stephanie, are you there?
Stephanie?
Yes?
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi,
how are you?
A little nervous, that's all.
Yeah, we started a charm. I felt so bad. I mean, you don't have to be nervous, seriously. We're crazy like that, you know? You don't have to be nervous. So, what are you
We're not
going
to tie
you
to the chair or anything.
You never know.
No, but apparently
it's not
I'll
like
tie myself
to a chair.
You
have to sit in the bathroom and talk.
Right? But apparently exactly. So, Stephanie, I think it's amazing that you pulled your fears together to call in. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, I kind of remembered what Susie said, that I have to, like, kind of get over my fear and stuff.
Definitely. It's super easy.
I think this is just one of the things I have to do.
Exactly. See, everybody needs to conquer some fear one time or another. But I'm proud of you. Awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks. And congratulations on your anniversary on your show.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet. Thank you.
Everybody in the chat room talking about how cute Steph is.
Aww. Yeah, definitely. That's so cute. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for calling in. And stay in the chat room because we have more fun things coming, all right?
Okay.
Awesome. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. Awesome. Now I'm going to get to awesome clips. We have actually, since Storm Lee has been... Okay, enough of the noises. Okay. Storm Lee has been actually on a little show called X Factor, so he couldn't make it today, but we have a special voice message from him. Here we go.
Hey, Josie, it's Storm calling from London, England. I'm over here working on a show called The X Factor, and I'm really sorry I can't be there to do your anniversary show, but I did want to send you a message to say congratulations, keep asking questions and keep being curious, because that's what brings everybody closer together. I'm very proud of you, and I hope you have another 150,000 years of success and happiness. I think you're brilliant. And to keep up with me, go on my fan page on Facebook. Bye.
Thank you so much, Storm. It was so cool of him. He's been so busy with X Factor, so it was amazing that he took the time to do a voice message for me on the show. Thank you so much, Storm. And everyone, definitely check out everything that he's doing. Check out his Facebook pages and all that other good stuff. And so is Scotty Cormos. He has Facebook and Twitter and all that other good stuff. So check it out. And now we want to, this is the first time that we are introducing.
Hey, Peanut.
Woo-hoo. Oh, hi, Peanut.
Hi, Joey.
Hi, how are you?
Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you, Peanut. That's awesome. So what have you been up to?
Josie, guess what?
What?
I had babies.
You have babies? How many?
I had 3 babies. I haven't named them yet.
3 babies? Well, are you going to name one Josie?
I could name one Josie.
Awesome. Now we're just talking about that. What?
On my Squirrelberry, my phone, I have a new app that tells the future.
You have an app that tells the future?
Yeah, and I have a preview of next year's anniversary show.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to play it now, okay?
Okay, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's put it.
OBKB.
Gender of Justin Bieber. Josie will drive in a Daytona 500. Not on purpose, she just missed a turn. The Singing Bee will be renewed for another season until Scotty Cormos rips his pants on the drums and all hell breaks loose. Brian Cole releases a new music video about squirrels, and guess who the star is? Dunkin' Donuts invents a new donut, but it's not quite a big hit because they call it Squirrelmas. A new TV show is introduced with the cast of CSI called CSI Facebook. Baskin Robbins is forced to go out of business after Josie visits and eats all the ice cream. Save a Pup runs out of animals when Josie takes it literally and her mom Tina has to open a petting zoo in the backyard. Your Time with Josie celebrates its 200th episode and people still can't find the chat room. Apple introduces a new iPhone app that actually lets you make phone calls. And that's it for a special preview of our next second anniversary show 1 year from now. Hope you enjoyed it. See you soon. This is Peanut the Squirrel, and I'm out.
Okay, that was meant to no way be mean or anything. That was entertainment for today. because Mr. Peanut didn't tell us what he was going to do. But it was an awesome surprise. Thank you, Peanut. That was awesome. And it's absolutely right. We will be having a petting zoo. Thank you, Peanut, so much. Now we got to get on with the fun SpongeBob contest. You ready?
Yay, fun.
Woo! So here we go. All right. So, everybody, we have a fun SpongeBob contest for everyone. Oh, here we go. Favorite episode moments. Okay. So every time I had the chance to sing SpongeBob with a guest, I did. We had some good sports on the show that didn't mind getting a little silly with us from time to time. Now, all you listeners are going to get to participate and vote for the best SpongeBob song winner. We narrowed it down to two former guests, Emma Jacob and Mario Aguilar. We will play both, and you can call in your vote to enter. Oh, you can call in your vote or enter your vote in the chat room. Apparently, all the excitement is getting me a little stuttery. So first, we are going to do Emma Jacob.
Alan asks, has Emma ever been in a pineapple under the sea? Oh, SpongeBob! Sorry, that's a crazy thing.
Oh my god!
I love SpongeBob.
SpongeBob is like my cartoon. I will watch that no matter what. Like, I'm 19 and I will still sit down in front of a TV and watch SpongeBob like all day long.
Okay, I love SpongeBob, and previously I actually made guests sing SpongeBob with me, and
oh, no.
Wanna like...
I will sing it. Well, if you sing it with me, then I'll sing it.
Absolutely, I will.
It'll be fine. Okay.
Absolutely, I will. Okay, let me get the lyrics, because I'm a little, you know, a little crazy with that. Are you ready, kids? Oh, my God, Captain! I can hear you!
Hi,
Captain. Ooh, who isn't a pineapple? What are the teeth? Fun, fun, SquarePants. Absorbing and yellow and pours the teeth. Fun, fun, SquarePants.
It's not a pronounce, it's something you wish.
Fun, fun, SquarePants. The stress on the jump is just like a fish. SquarePants. Fun, fun, SquarePants. SpongeBob,
SquarePants. Oh my god, that was awesome.
That was so awesome.
I think that was like the most fun thing I've ever done in an interview ever.
I know, right?
I remember that like it was yesterday. That was hilarious. Now we are going to do the second person, Mario Aguilar.
I'm never one to back down from a challenge, so here it goes. Are you ready, kids? Aye, aye,
yeah,
Captain.
Captain.
I can't hear you. Aye, aye, Captain.
Captain.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Absorbent and yellow and poor as is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
If nautical nonsense be something you wish?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob. Ready? There you go. All right.
That was hilarious. So now you guys could vote in the chat room or call in with your with the person that you feel did the best job on SpongeBob. Emma Jacob was the first one, and Mary Aguilar was the second. So let's see. Now we are going to give away a Your Time with Josie t-shirt. We also have to give away a Colt Chambers, we also have to give away a Colt Chambers autograph as well to another person. Here we go. The one who gets a Your Time with Josie t-shirt, let's see. I'm going to pick. Okay, we got Haley, awesome, awesome, super, super cool, congratulations. So just give me your address on where to send your Time with Josie t-shirt, and I will send it ASAP. So send it to josie@josieshow.com, awesome. And now the second one for the Colt Chambers autograph, here we go. We picked Country Fan. Country Fan came out of the box or whatever this is, a hat. congratulations. So Haley gets the autograph, the Josie autograph, and Cole, oh wait, Country Fan gets the Cole autograph. Congratulations, both of you guys. Super, super cool. So let's see here. Okay. So now we had a new segment that we are introducing today on the anniversary show, and it's the funniest tweets that we could find. So here we go. Okay, so this is one I found. I am not going to disclose any of the names, you know what I mean. Okay, so here we go. Yes, Starbucks, I see the tip jar, but frankly, after paying $5 for a latte, I'm thinking the tip is already included. I thought that was a fun one. And then the other one is, since only the good die young, I must have the shelf life of a Twinkie. another one. Those ones I found very entertaining. So those were the two for today. And then the next one, we're going to have some more awesome new tweets. We usually love to hear about most embarrassing backstage moments of our guests. It's one of my favorite things because I love to hear this kind of stuff because celebrities are people just like us. And they all get into some sticky situations. We have had everything from costume malfunctions to performers falling off the stage. They were not hurt in the process of this performance. So let's take a listen to our former guest, Jordan Mallory, and her most embarrassing moment she shared with all of us. All right. So do you have any funny moments you could share with us from being on stage or any embarrassing moments?
Oh, goodness. I had an embarrassing moment a few weeks ago. I was actually, earlier I was talking about the Southern Belle Festival when I opened for Colt Ford. When I was on stage, I can't even tell you how hot it was. It's very hot when you get on stage and you're trying to sing and hold the guitar and play a long set out in the blazing heat. it was so hot that they had these fans on the stage. And this is probably one of my most embarrassing moments ever. But I had on like a loose fitting satiny shirt. And I'm standing there in front of the fan and I'm singing and I don't realize it, but my shirt is blowing up. And I just see the weirdest look out throughout the crowd, and people are just looking like, oh my gosh, and I look down and my shirt is up, and I cannot tell you how embarrassing that was, which I think everybody kind of laughed it off. Thank goodness I don't get embarrassed too easily.
Oh yeah.
That would definitely go somewhere near the top list of most embarrassing moments.
Don't worry, they probably thought it was part of the act. Must have been like some comedy
Ad
or something.
Oh yeah, I think I talked them into that, into believing that it was part of it.
Definitely. Malfunction.
Yeah, just a little stage technical difficulty here.
Yeah, just a little wardrobe problem. Don't worry about that. I'll fix it.
Oh yeah.
That was hilarious. That was one of our funny ones. We had so many, but we couldn't put all of them in. So that was Jordan Mallory's clip of her wardrobe malfunction. Awesome. Also, we had many of guests who were surprised to learn that I was only 15. A lot of guests actually commented on it. So we chose one of them that was just hilarious. The way they said it, and they are the Carter twins. Ooh, I really hope to one day get to see you guys live because I am such a big fan. I don't know if you guys knew this, but before I had you guys on, I am definitely a huge fan. I love your work.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. I can't believe you're 15, right?
Yeah, I'm 15 years old.
You do not sound like any 15-year-old I've ever talked to in my life.
I know, I get that a lot. Definitely. But I love doing this. I love, like, getting to meet new talented people, and I love it. I love, and I'm getting to talk to amazing people like you guys. It's fun.
Thank you. Congratulations on having your own show. That's pretty awesome. You know, at your age,
thank
you have already know what you want to do. You have so much drive. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I definitely wish you guys all the best for everything that you guys want to do. And just wanted to let you guys know that I definitely watch YouTube. I love everything you guys do. Definitely.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome.
And that was a really sweet thing that the Carter Twins said about me, and I love it. I love it. It means so much to me to hear everyone's awesome comments. But I also wanted to mention a very amazing moment that I had was when Brian Cole featured on air the Your Time with Josie T-shirt that he was wearing on his music video. And it's on the side of the chat room, Brian Cole's new music video featuring Your Time with Josie T-shirt. I'm coming home, Brian Cole. And I just thought that was super cool. He did not have to do that, and he just did it, and I love it. Thank you so much, Brian Cole. And now I just want to take the moment to let me share with you the names of the fabulous guests we had on in last year. Katie Cook, Lynn Carey Saylor, Storm Lee, Scotty Cormos, Bobby Tomerlin, Mallory Hope, Brian Cole, Tony Love, Brooke Scherr, The Ivies, Steve Dorff, Jada Dreher, Amanda Marsh, Savannah Uten, Alexa Dectus, The Ryan Tyler Band, Mario Aguilar, Julianne Peterman, Emma Jacob, Alyssa Simmons, Tori Bigelow, Jillian Barbary, Stephen Bloom, Jordan Mallory, Susie McIntyre, Amber Lilly, Colt Chambers, Sarah Soloway, Alexandra Moore, Nick Finaccio, Danny Flowers, The Carter Twins, Susie Ravick, Lydia Sarmakova, Corey Jean Olsen, Ashley Ray, and the staff of KCKellyville.com. Thank you guys so much. I have a huge list of just fantastic people that were on my show. And I just want to take the moment to thank all of our former guests for making our show so exciting this past year. I want to thank Alan, our co-producer and website manager, for everything he has done for me and the show this past year. I also would like to thank Tina, my mom, and co-producer of the Your Time Josie show for all of their help this past year as well. And a super, super de-duper big thanks to all of you out there, our listeners and chat room guests, for making this show so much fun and keeping us on the air this past year. We hope to bring you many more years of entertainment on Friday nights, beginning again next week on October 15th with special guest Eric Davenport. And then October 22nd will be a special show because we will be live on location from Georgia with special guest Cole Chambers. And then October 29th will be our Halloween show, which will be another fun show, so you guys want to all meet me back in here for some Halloween scary fun. And we also have special guest Chelsea Ray on the Halloween show. Now, on November 5th, we have singer-songwriter Savannah Uten again. She will join us again to catch up on what she has been doing. So that'll be super, super fun. I'm super excited for that. So let's see here. Just reading. Riley, I just want to mention this. Riley has been a great supporter for me. Riley is from melissapeterman.org, an amazing fan site that he made for Melissa Peterman. And I just want to thank him so much because if you guys haven't seen yet, he posted on melissapeterman.org, melissapeterman.net, that it was like a banner with my face on it and talked about the show. And I just thought that was amazing. Thank you so much, Riley, for all your support. So let's see here. Yeah, definitely. If you guys want to call in, you guys can. More than welcome. You're welcome, Riley. Awesome. Now we are going to give away a baseball cap from Your Time with Josie. So let me pick the winner of the baseball cap. All right, here we go. Yeah, everyone say a woohoo to Riley. Good job. Awesome. Okay. All right, so here we go. Okay, what does it say? Okay, so the winner of the baseball cap is for, Riley. There you go, what a coincidence. Okay, so Riley, you got the baseball cap from Your Time with Josie, so send me where I could send your cap. And I will send it ASAP. That's awesome. Thank you guys so much. And if you guys want to call in, more than welcome. And I know you guys all want me to sing a little bit of something. I hear you guys. I see what you guys write. Thank you. Thank you so much. Awesome, awesome. So I am going to sing a little something, something. I can't sing the whole song, you know, but I will sing part of it. And it's Love Story by Taylor Swift. Let me get all situated here because I wasn't expecting to sing, but you guys are all singing. I can't disappoint. Okay, so hold on. Let me get all situated. All right. It's going to be a cappella. I'm not going to have any music. All right. I hope you guys all could hear me. As I was saying, it's a cappella, so there will be no music behind me. So I'm going to sing a little bit. All right, here we go. We were both young when I first saw you. I closed my eyes and the flashback starts from standing there on a balcony in summer air. I see the lights, see the party, the ball gown. I see you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo. You were throwing pebbles and my daddy said, stay away from Juliet. And I was crying on the staircase, begging you please don't go. And I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All there's left to do is run. You'll be the prince and I'll be the princess. It's a love story, baby, just say yes. So I sneak out to the garden to see you. We keep quiet because we're dead if they knew. So close your eyes. Escape this town for a little while. Because you were Romeo, I was Scarlet Letter, and my daddy said, stay away from Juliet. But you were everything to me. I was begging you, please don't go. There you go, everybody. Awesome, awesome. I can only
and now comes the time in the show where Tina and I interview Josie.
Ooh, fancy.
Here comes the real fun. That was a great job, Josie. Nice. First time singing that song. Very cute.
Yeah, it's true. It was my first time singing that song live, so awesome, awesome.
Josie, tell us, how are your driving lessons?
My driving lessons? Oh, well, they have been really good. I've really been working hard and figuring everything out, and I've been doing well. What do you think, Mom? You've been in the car with me. Have I heard anybody yet?
So you haven't heard anybody yet. Josie's even been given some very interesting obstacles. We live in a normal subdivision with streets where we're by no means out in the country. But Josie has already had geese cross the road that she's had to yield for. She's had to yield for a cat the other night. Don't know where these guys all came from. She's been doing really good. The only close call we had was the other night. Josie was driving. We took her out on just a little bit busier of a road with oncoming traffic, you know, kind of both ways, one lane in both directions, going about 35, and we made the mistake to bring Dad with us. And down one area where there's like a bridge on both sides, it's really tight, and swayed a little bit too much over the line there a little bit with a car coming, you know, kind of at us. And
so it was like Josie and two crash test dummies.
pretty much. I won't tell you the words that Vito said at that moment, Josie's dad. I very calmly just said, slow down and move the wheel, and all was good. She wasn't a panic about it. But
yeah,
other than that, she's been doing good.
Definitely, definitely. So give me some more questions. Don't just be hard. Come on.
How are your braces?
How are my braces? Oh, well, aren't they special? When I was beginning, well, not beginning the show, but when I had just the top done for the first time on the show, and that was difficult because my mouth was completely sore. Everyone who has braces right now know that they hurt so bad because your jaw is moving in places that really shouldn't be moving anywhere. And so
it really, really hurts. But now I have the top and the bottom, so you can imagine my pain on both jaw areas. But it's been working very well. I haven't got stuck to the microphone yet. That's good. That's good. I have to thank my mom for that. She didn't give me, like, the really heavy-duty metal one. Thank you, Mom. So I could still do the show without having some go, you know. It's all good. Yeah.
Listeners in the chat room want to know if you've had any vocal training.
If I've had any vocal training, you guys are going to be so surprised at this, but I've never had any vocal training. I think I went maybe twice, but then I quit. but I've never really had that. Right, Mom? I don't really know. It's,
well, I think when you were younger, you did have singing lessons, but they didn't last very long. I think you... You probably went for a few months, and the problem is, you know, Josie wanted to sing like, you know, Miley Cyrus to this teacher who sat behind the piano with her little wood stick, and, you know, Josie, you know, and so this teacher wanted her to sing, you know, all these kind of older classical kind of songs, and she made Josie lose interest really quick. Probably after the first 2 weeks, her interest was gone. I had to drag her the next couple of weeks, and then after that, we decided, yeah, it wasn't going to work, so she just was not. She wasn't liking the formal kind of music.
Yeah,
and that was it for that. But you did have an awful lot of lessons and times with instruments. I mean, instruments was a big thing when you were in grade school, right? So
yeah,
before you learned how to read music and notes and do all those kinds of things. So why don't you tell everybody the millions of instruments that you played?
Okay, well, let me see if I remember them all. Basically, every instrument that was bigger than me.
And
my mother, and almost close to my father, which is, you know, hey, he's a tall man. So let's see, I had, oh my goodness, a cello, a tuba, both huge.
Baritone.
Not any better. What other ones have I had?
I think that was it. You cannot believe how hard her dad and I tried to get her to play the flute. We brought a flute home. We showed her how shiny it was, how light it was to carry when we seen that cello coming in our direction. No way. So when she was in her orchestra concerts, you know, playing a tuba or playing a cello, this teeny tiny little girl would be in the back. You could barely see her behind this huge instrument. And she'd be back there with all boys, because the boys are the ones that play those instruments. The girls always play the violin.
Hey, I wasn't hating that. I was in the middle of some guys. It wasn't any problem.
Yeah, he didn't look like he had too much of a problem. Mm-hmm. So just as, you know, Mom and Dad are getting ready to run on the stage. Now, here she is, a little girl. I don't remember how old she was, small, 9, 10, whatever. So we're getting ready to run on the stage to help her drag this tuba. And it never failed. Every time there'd be some other little, you know, tuba or cello boy that came running and carried Josie's instrument for her out onto the stage. It was very, very cute.
That might have been why I got the big instrument. No, I'm kidding.
I'm beginning to wonder.
Well,
next
kidding.
Question.
When
did Josie's ice cream addiction start?
Okay, I got this one. My ice cream addiction started when I was in the womb. thank you, Mother. I love ice cream so much. I probably shouldn't eat it as much as I probably do. I've been cutting back. Don't get me wrong. I've been cutting back. You know, it stinks, but I've been cutting back. So, yeah, my ice cream addiction started when I was very teeny weeny, and I still have it. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Next. I'm not good at this interviewing thing.
You're doing fine.
Josie, why don't you tell everybody what happened the night we had the meeting on a phone and you were bouncing all over the living room?
Oh, see, this is the part that you guys also don't get to see. For how you guys know, I'm 15, okay? I obviously have to be a little nuts sometimes, or a lot, Alan. But, you know, I try to kind of compose myself when I'm online and talking in front of you guys like a professional. But behind the scenes, I'm nuts. Okay, people. You're welcome, country fan. You know, I try to compose myself, but I'm really crazy. I talk fast. I jump up and down, literally. I scream. What else do I do, Mom? I tie myself to a chair.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Next. you gotta get on it. You gotta talk about them fast, or else I'm gonna be just going on and on.
we're trying to get people to call in from the chat room here, and they're afraid.
Don't be afraid. Call in. I'm cool.
Don't be afraid.
Nice.
This is way too much fun. Call in. And Josie, your questions yourself.
Yeah, ask me some questions. Come on, bring it on. This is fun. Tables turned.
Tina, it's Tina's turn to ask Josie a question.
Okay.
This is hard. I already know all the answers.
Well, pretend you don't know the answers, Mother.
All right. Why don't you tell us who is your favorite artist?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that you love absolutely everybody that was on your show, and
know
you absolutely adore Cult Music.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of the guests that you've had, who else is a huge artist for you?
I don't know. You know you asked this because she's probably listening right now. I have to say I like a variety of artists such as Reba McEntire. Well, she's not art. Like, this one's not an artist, but she's going to be. She's on Big Machine Records now. Liz Pearman I like. Okay, you guys probably don't know this, but I like Raven Simone. And I like everybody that sings. I think that's amazing. Anybody who sings, they inspire me.
What's your favorite song by Raven?
Let's see. True to Your Heart, You Must Be True. That one. I like that one. That was my favorite. That was my favorite. Yeah.
And we have a caller on the line.
Oh,
a caller. That's even more fun.
Everybody say hi to Strum a Banjo in the chat room. Hello, Megan. You're on.
Hi.
Hey.
It's when you call in.
I know.
Megan is one of Peanut the Squirrel's groupies.
Oh, yeah, Peanut.
Woohoo. Definitely. So what's up? How are you?
Not too bad. Calling. I don't remember when Scotty was on, but I remember I called in for that.
Oh, yeah.
You did some little singing bee excerpt, like call in and sing the chorus.
That was
something. And it was a lot of fun.
That was really fun.
It was a blast.
I know, right? That was so much fun. And you sang a little bit for us as well. Didn't you sing, like, a Fancy, I believe?
I did, see, yeah. It was probably the world's
That's
most
so cool.
awful sober edition of Fancy.
You did great. Trust me. You did great. It's not about singing it right. I mean, singing, You know the quote. It's just that you got the lyrics right. That's all that matters.
I had the
Definitely.
Lyrics right. I did. I think I even had it in my voice, the version of the guitar, type thing.
Oh, yeah. That
I'm pretty sure
something.
If you check the archives.
Oh, yeah. It's on the archives, and you could hear Strum put some beats on there. It was awesome. It was so much fun. And we'll have Scotty back on, and maybe we could do a little more singing fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
Well,
you'll have to call in.
On the 1 year. Congratulations
Thank
on the
you
one
so
year.
Much.
Great.
Thank you. I know. It came so fast. It's crazy. So excited.
I know.
Awesome.
I know. It feels like just yesterday you started, so it's...
I know, right? That's what I'm talking about. But I can't wait. I hope to do many, many more. If you guys keep tuning in, I'll be able to get some more on.
Definitely.
And we're just a few small steps away from where it all got started in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just there, too. I saw Alan walk by. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably going to get some beef about that when I get back on Twitter. But, yeah, it's true. We started out in the toilet.
You got to start somewhere. Why not the toilet?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Now you can say that you really started at the bottom. And when I was talking to Alan earlier, he was hysterical. He's like, so then were you deciding to have, like, for guests, either you were going to, you know, put a little studio office together, or were you deciding just to go ahead and put in a second stall?
Alan being himself.
He's the best.
Yeah.
that was funny, but yeah, it's crazy, it's crazy. But I hope to do more, and I like it that you're tuning in now. So much fun.
Oh yeah, no, the show's great. It's better
awesome.
That it's on a little later. It's better that it's on later. Before it was like 5:30 my time, and
yeah,
I was never
yeah.
home yet.
Yeah,
we'll have to
change
have Meg
so
on again to play banjo.
Yeah.
Wait, what? That's I don't even play the
yeah.
banjo.
That's a play
okay.
banjo. Come on.
Wait, what was
definitely.
That, Alan?
You could play the kazoo with a triangle.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't rock the kazoo?
We'll put you in Colt Chambers' band, and you could play the cowbell.
Oh, sweet. And then the crowd
but
can
I must say, I must say though that you actually do have good vocals because I heard you on YouTube singing the thing for Melissa's birthday. It wasn't bad. I'm telling you, that was really good.
Oh, gosh, that's right.
Yeah, see?
I don't know about good vocals. That's
it was good.
that
it was actually
to...
awesome.
Oh
definitely.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it, but.
You.
I'll leave that to the professionals.
Yeah, you might want to. But no, it was pretty good, so definitely. Well, thank you so much for calling in. That's awesome.
No problem. And congratulations on the show again.
Thank you so much. And I hope you tune in some more. I love it. You're hilarious.
I will, definitely. Oh, thanks.
Awesome.
I write all my best stuff in the bathroom. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, that's where you do most of your thinking sometimes, you know?
That's where the
oh,
best
well.
Thinking is, you know?
Exactly.
Anyway. All right, I'll let you take other callers and continue with your show.
Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, thanks.
That was awesome.
Bye.
Bye.
And next on the phone,
awesome.
We have Tata.
Hey,
on,
hey.
Tata.
Oh, boy, we're so going to get kicked off. Taylor, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Taylor, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for calling in. How you doing?
Do what?
Thank you so much for calling in. Awesome.
Yeah.
Did you like my singing?
Yes.
Awesome. Do you like Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Awesome, then I chose the right one. Good. I was afraid that I was going to sing something that, you know, nobody liked and would turn me off. So I'm glad you guys liked it. Definitely. Awesome.
So what's new with you, Taylor?
Nothing much, really.
You in school and doing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I've been upset lately, too.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry, Hira. I hope you feel better.
Thanks.
I hope we made you feel better. Come to laugh today.
Yeah.
You feel better when you come to the Josie show. There's no way you can be depressed on the Josie show.
See? Exactly my point.
Well, I was just calling
well,
in.
So awesome for you to call in. Thank you, Taylor, for calling in. That was so sweet of you. We're so glad that you joined the show in the chat room. We're able to talk tonight.
Yeah.
You're welcome. And
I
wanted to wish Josie a happy one-year anniversary on the show.
Thank you so much, Taylor. That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's so sweet. Thank you. And I hope you have a great day.
Have a good
you
day.
Too.
Night, weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. It's so cool that viewers are calling in and talking because I meet actually a lot of friends that I'm so grateful for that listen to the show. And surprisingly, I've actually have, I guess I could call them fans and supporters of the show on Facebook and Twitter. And I just think that's crazy. I think that's crazy, but very grateful for it. Thank you guys all so much. So let's talk. We still have some time, all right? Oh, yeah, I want to say it's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, definitely. Alan says, we want Tina to sing. No, you don't. no, my mom is good. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
The whole room wants Tina to sing.
Break into some sort of Toby Keith or Trace Adkins song, and you know, a girl singing those probably not so nice.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, just so I don't, you know, break into like, you know. Any,
you could always sing one of Peanut's songs, like I Kissed a Squirrel and I Liked It.
I kissed a squirrel and I liked it.
I like it.
You could hear
really
all those Peanut songs on Josie's forums.
Yeah, you all have to go on my forums and start typing, everybody, definitely.
Oh, wait a minute. Isn't there some sort of puzzle or something that, Josie, you can explain where people can literally rearrange your face?
It's true.
Yeah.
You guys could all rearrange my face any way that you guys would like.
What it is and where it's at.
You guys can find it in the forums, can you? Right, Armin? I think you made that sound so untechie. Armin will be able to do that. It's awesome.
Yeah, the forums have a lot of things. It has the Josie's face jigsaw puzzle. It's got videos of Peanut and her friend Squirt. It's got Peanut songs, I Kissed a Squirrel, Brown-Eyed Squirrel, I Got Nuts, Save the Squirrels.
Yeah. Definitely. So, everyone, you guys just got to explore the forums. We also have an arcade where you could play games and try to beat other users as well. And as Ellen said, there's amazing
Josie
Peanut
likes the really bloody games involving
stuff,
penguins.
You could rearrange my face. Always fun.
Yeah, Josie likes the bashing penguins games.
I love that game. I love that game. But it's not for, like, you know, Peta's not going to like us. But it's a fun game because, you know, I don't know. Sounds so bad. Wait, Country Fan asked, Josie, is this going to be on iTunes? Yes, every single archived episode is on iTunes that you could check out and upload on your iPhone or iPod and all that good stuff.
It goes to iTunes
about
an hour after the show ends.
Yes, hour after a show ends. Sounds good. And so you could fill it with your time with Josie stuff and, you know, show your friends my weirdness. So everyone, post questions that you guys have for me, and I'll read them right here. Post questions. So let's see. Country Fan, really, I'm still going to get it.
Per show?
Yeah, I know, right? Wait, hold on one second. Let me see this. Country Fan says, really, I'm so going to get it. I have one where I called on to talk to Susie. Yeah, that was a really fun show. You got to call in to talk to Susie McIntyre. I loved having her on. She was so sweet. And she has a new album coming out, too, I heard, so that's going to be super exciting. I can't wait. And then Vicky says, can I kidnap Josie? Sure, if you'll have me back before ice cream time. let's see. Tina Marie says Susie was so sweet. Oh, yeah, she was, Mommy. let's see. Country Fan says, yeah, I did. Oh, my God, now you need to get Reba on now. Reba is a really busy woman. So, I mean, I would love to have her on. The question is will she be able to come on? Let's see. Nellie Pribush says, what is your favorite color to wear? My favorite color to wear? Well, as everyone knows, my all-time favorite color in the whole wide world is pink and red. I'm a chick, okay? Pink and red. And I love that kind of stuff, and I wear it, like, all the time. Let's see here. Crazy Annie says Passages is her new CD. Oh, yeah, Susan McIntyre's new CD is Passages, definitely. And I'm going to advertise a little bit about that because I thought it was amazing. What?
I don't think your listeners understand that when you go to book a guest, it could take a couple of months before you actually get a reply
mm-hmm.
because they have to work on their schedules and see if they could actually come on when the show is on.
Definitely. This is actually a good thing to discuss because everyone always asks, how do you get guests on your show? How do you get guests? You know, do you just talk to them? No, I have to go through managers, assistants, everyone, Kingdom Come. I mean, sometimes parents I have to go through. To get someone on the show that I want on, and sometimes, you know, they respectfully deny, the offer if they're busy or whatever. But it's not easy. I don't even get to talk to the celebrity at all, you know, until they come on my show. Country Fan says, I have Reba's off number. Yes.
That's usually just for, you know, kind of interviews and stuff for Reba. You know, nobody really should bother her. But it's very hard. It's very hard to book a guest, and it usually takes months, as Alan said, to book a guest because they have to work with their schedule, and I have to work with my schedule to make sure I don't book like two guests. And I get, you know, because I'm trying not to get two guests again because it gets so confusing.
And the other factor involved is the guests don't get paid to come on this show, so it goes behind
right.
any other appearances they might have to do.
Exactly. For instance, if, like, let's say I'm trying to book Reba McEntire, and let's just say she says yes. The thing is, though, is if she gets an offer from Regis and Kelly, I'm kind of going to be below, you know what I mean? Because, you know, the priority kind of whatever, because nobody gets paid for the show. They do it, you know, in their own time. You know, I usually just like to promote people, and, you know, the main thing that I really like to do is just let fans get a chance to talk to their favorite celebrity. And that's really what I do it for, because I love it when a guest comes on my show that people really like, and then they're like, I wouldn't be able to talk to this celebrity if it wasn't for you. And I like that stuff because I make sure that every person gets a chance to talk with whoever they want because, I mean, why not? Why not?
And the other thing that sometimes prevents guests or you've actually had guests having to cancel because they're working on a project like a TV appearance or a new song. And they're not allowed to talk about it yet until the song or whatever they're doing is completed and is actually released.
Right.
And sometimes
exactly.
that gets in the way.
Exactly.
We,
there's a lot of things
that
comes into doing interviews.
And we've had some pretty
Definitely.
Big guests saying that they want to be on the show and we're trying to book them, but these are the things
mm-hmm.
getting in the way. Like a good example is Dolly Parton. You got an okay from that, but there hasn't been a time when she could do it.
Exactly. It's been kind of like that. You know, it's been hard, you know, because, you know, I try to pick guests that people kind of tell me that they would like on the show. You know, a lot of people have been liking it because I'm 15, and I'm not going to obviously represent them in a bad way. I'm very nice, obviously, when I talk to people. And it takes a lot of time. I mean, people don't understand, like, the work that comes into making a show like this. It's not, like, a fun, like, I mean, it used to be kind of a fun thing, but now it's kind of, like, a work kind of thing. I mean, I have to do scripts every week. To get guests, I have to contact managers, and try doing that when you're 15. That's not fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes
people in the chat room are going,
you know,
oh, my God, Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton's one celebrity that Josie's actually made contact with the management, and we're just waiting to see if it could actually happen. Some others
mm-hmm.
are the members of the band Journey. Paul
you
McCartney
know?
Has
yeah.
been contacted because Paul's always on the internet streaming his shows and doing live chats.
I basically contacted everybody that, wanted me to contact this person. And, you know, sometimes I get a, such as Dolly Parton, you know, she's been very busy. We don't know if it'll be able to fit in, you know, and stuff like that and stuff, you know, just stuff like that. It's kind of difficult to, get into that. Let's see.
And of course, everybody's still waiting for Melissa Peterman. But unfortunately, her schedule has kept her from doing the show, and anytime she has time, she's working on a new project that she's not allowed to discuss, and we have to wait longer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because if they tell me, you know, I have to respect the guest, obviously. If they tell me I can't say something on the air, I can't discuss it. Such as Melissa Pierman, I would love to have her on. You know, she mentioned a few times that she was going to come on. But then things kind of pop up, and, you know, we all have to respect that because, you know, they have this, their job, and they have to do it. They have to do it because, I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of like what I'm doing. I got to do it because,
well,
you know,
perfect
whatever.
Example.
You know?
The perfect example is Scotty Cormos because he's over in Europe right now working on a project there that he's not allowed to talk about. So
mm-hmm.
he had to send a pre-recorded greeting for tonight. because he's not allowed to do a live interview at the moment.
Exactly, and that's why we did the voice recording as well. And maybe sometimes if, you know, I can get a guest, maybe we can do not live if they obviously can't, but we can do recording and then play it on. So we're trying to work on that. We're trying to work on a lot of bugs that we've been having. So I just wanted to let you guys know kind of the process that goes into this. A lot of people always ask me, you know, how do you do this? How do you get guests? Well, it's hard. It's not easy. I don't just contact everyone on Twitter and be like, you know, can you have me on your show? Sometimes I do that, but then they're like, you know, you got to contact my manager. You know, like that. Like, they don't give me easy kind of ways in. So, yeah.
Hey, it took all week just to do tonight's show.
Yeah?
Don't sell yourself short. You have done an excellent job. It's not an easy industry. You know, you are really working hard for someone as young as you. And I'll tell you what, you must be doing something right because you have got adults that are in the same industry that have been in it for a while, possibly longer than you,
mm-hmm.
who are, you know, kind of going through the back door and, you know, stealing guests and, you know, kind of talking up a storm and doing all kinds of crazy things. And, you know, you held your own for the entire year and you've done it with dignity. You have not undercut anybody. You have not spoken ill of anybody. You've done a great job. And you need to be so proud of yourself because I'll tell you what, me, and I'm sure I speak for Alan as well and many of your fans, we are so proud of you. You are doing an amazing thing, shocks everybody, and you are just, you're phenomenal. So you need to take credit where credit is due.
Thank you.
Josie.
Thank you guys so much. Country fans says, why not Reba? It's not that, no. It's not that I don't want Reba on. It's just hard to get her. Don't think that. Like, I want her on, of course. I mean, it's Reba. Who doesn't want her on? The thing is, it's hard to get her because she's really busy. You know, she's popular. She's really popular. She has a huge fan base. But we'll keep trying, you know. We'll definitely keep trying because I know you guys really like Reba and Dolly Parton, of course, and Crazy Annie likes Jody Messina. So we could try that as well. But, you know, just keep letting me know your suggestions through Josie at
josieshow.com. Lesser-known artists that we have on and a lot of the up-and-coming ones that are trying to get into business, like Hale's in the chat room now. Haley is an aspiring singer who's going to be a guest soon.
Definitely. Absolutely. I love doing that. You know, just tell me suggestions or if you are a singer or anything that you guys want to promote, I'm here for you. Just give me all your information, whatever, just at josie@josieshow.com. And, you know, I'm not going to be like, no way. I'll let anybody on. It's for fun. It's not about me. It's about the people that I really look up to and like and the people that, you know, just
if you could have a singing
everything.
Squirrel on the show, you could have them.
And see, if I get a singing squirrel, thank you, Alan. See, if I get a singing squirrel on, I could have anybody. definitely. And, Haley, I would love to have you on as well.
I also want to mention something else. People, they come to the website to hear the show, and they think that, like, well, it's all done for free, and it's not. The website mm-hmm. itself does cost money, uses a lot of bandwidth and paying for the host. A lot of time goes into it. Blog Talk Radio, that's not free either because we want to have the phone lines for people to call in and everything, and they charge for that. And it's money that's
exactly.
coming out of our pockets to provide a show for everybody else. And, you know, the sponsors, they're helping to promote. They're not really paying anything right now. And so
mm-hmm.
we kind of rely on donations, which are very few and far between.
Exactly. And if you guys
everybody
want to donate.
Everybody has to buy
and,
a T-shirt
you know,
and a hat.
Exactly. It would really, you know, it does help to buy the merchandise that we offer such as a T-shirt and a hat that's in the online store. Absolutely, just keep doing that. And definitely, and there's also a donate button if you guys want to. And, you know, obviously we're not saying you got to, but if you want to, anything counts. Country Fan says, okay, well, I have to go to bed now. Good night, and thank you so much, Josie. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on. Let's see. And Strum, you're exactly right. We need a flush thing. We got to get that on. Absolutely, adding it on. So let's see. Awesome Country fan sent her address. Awesome. Okay. We have enough of peanut singing. We can never have enough of peanut singing. Awesome, awesome. Definitely. How long did we even? How long is this show? Dang.
There is 19 minutes left in the show.
And 19. See, we never run that long. Awesome.
This is officially
awesome.
The longest show.
The longest show. Oh, awesome. That's so cool. And I'm also, I just want to mention, Country Fan got the Josie autograph, right? Wait, no, maybe I'm getting this wrong. Uh-oh. I'm pretty sure, right? Yikes. Yeah, Country Fan has the Josie autograph. Oh, Lottie. I think the person that sent me it left the chat room, so I don't know exactly how it goes. So let's see here. Let's give away another prize.
Should we give another prize?
I don't know. Maybe we should give another prize.
What should we give away?
What do you think we should give away, guys? What should we?
A hat. The hats are way cool.
Another hat? Hmm. Hey, I'm fine with that.
Let's... the chat room. What do they want?
Yeah. What do you guys? What do you want? Let's see. I mean, definitely. Let's see what you guys. Let's give
don't
away a cool hat.
Josie.
The hats are awesome. Yes?
Don't forget to mention your live on location shows coming up.
How could I forget? My live on location, my first live interview, actually, with Cole Chambers, and I'm live on location from Helen, Georgia, and it'll be a really fun show. It depends on if we have Wi-Fi or whatnot in the cabin we'll be staying at, but we might be in the chat room, but, yeah, further stuff would be required.
And then you're going to do a live show from Florida.
Oh, yes, we're doing a live interview in Florida, and I'm hoping to see past guest Mario Aguilar and visit his schoolhouse museum that I promote on the
and
show
you'll
because
be with Peanut.
I love it. Yeah, and Peanut, and maybe I could even meet Julian Pierman. She's from Florida as well, right? I believe so, and she's
yes, she is.
Yeah, see, all my past guests are in Florida. It's perfect.
And there'll be videos
so
of Josie feeding giraffes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, see. Country got the autograph, and Haley got the T-shirt. Okay, good. Let me write that down. So
we're
going to
need
forget.
A picture of Haley wearing the T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So let's see here. Oh, I also wanted to let everybody know, I want you all to come because when I'm with Cole Chambers in Helen, Georgia, we are going to do a live chat on Ustream, and you guys will actually get to see me in person. And it'll be fun. You guys can come in the chat room on Ustream and chat, and I'll be talking live in person, and then I'll be with Colt. So you guys will get to see us as us. You guys will get to see us on camera. So that will be really cool that you guys will get to see us for the first time talking. So that will be cool.
Let's give something away.
And Josie will be talking
so yeah,
to her chair.
Let's give something away now. Okay, so a hat. Da-da-da. Da-da-da.
Let me pick.
Okay, you can pick. Here, get the hat.
Yay.
Okay. All
right.
Keep going.
Mix them around.
Let's see here.
All right, it looks like we have a winner, and the winner is, drum roll please, Yana loves Reba.
Brianna loves Reba.
Beautiful. Your Time with Josie baseball cap. Congratulations.
Yay! Brianna loves Reba gets a awesome hat. Congratulations. And remember, everyone who won a prize, please send me your address at josie@josieshow.com. As you guys know, everything is confidential. Of course. And let's see. Colt says, Alan, I'm so excited to meet you. Dude, I am excited
to
meet
Josie,
you.
Josie, we have one Dude. Last caller.
One last caller? Ooh. Awesome.
Hi.
A future guest and a great singer. Say hello to Haley.
Hi.
Haley. Hi.
Hi. I just want to say congratulations on your anniversary for this whole thing. I think it's totally amazing what you're doing, and
having me on future, which will be totally awesome. But yeah, it must feel amazing, doesn't it?
It is. It really feels good that everyone's cheering me on. You know what I mean? I like that. It's fun. It boosts the confidence.
Yeah, so you have so a lot of people. Yeah.
Thank you. And Haley, I can't wait to have you on my show. That'll be fun. Hopefully you'll see for us, right?
Yeah, totally.
Haley?
Awesome. That's really cool.
Vicky loves your accent because, you know, Vicky, and she's in near London. So she's amused by your accent and wants you to sing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what should I sing?
sing SpongeBob.
Oh, there you go.
Wait, what should I sing?
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob? Okay. I'm not really sure how that. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so I will sing. Okay, so I will. How about? Do you know like the regular lyrics, or do you want to sing the SpongeBob SquarePants part? What part you like?
I'll do the SpongeBob SquarePants part.
Okay.
Like the
SpongeBob.
Okay.
That was fun because then I'll air it on another episode. That'll be cool. Definitely, I'll air it. So let's see here. Okay. So are you ready? Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are
you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
And governing yellow and porosity.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
If miracle announces, say something you wish.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Then jump on the deck and flap like a fish.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob
SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay,
you do the final part. Okay. SpongeBob SquarePants. Woo!
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'll put that on another show. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and kind of embarrassing, but okay, that's cool. I just do that every day, so I'm used to it.
It's all good. It's all good. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's all cool. It's all cool. Yeah, people are asking for a regular song as well. Can you sing maybe a Kelly Clarkson song?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. What song can I pull out of this hat here?
Just sing like a verse and a chorus.
Okay.
How about Because of You?
Oh, yeah, because of you.
Because of you? Okay, that's what I was thinking of doing. Hold on.
Love that song.
Yeah, me too. It's one of my favorites. I think everybody loves this song.
Definitely.
And then
like,
after that, everybody's saying they want Josie to sing out the show.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Let's listen to Haley. I'm so excited.
Okay, y'all ready?
Ready.
All right. I will not make the same mistakes that you did. I will not let myself cause my heart so much misery. I will not break the way you did. You felt so hard. I will not hide away to never let it get that far. Because of you, I'll never stray too far from the sidewalk. Because of you, I learned to play on the safe side so I don't get hurt. Because of you, I find it hard to trust not only me, but everyone around me. Because of you, I am afraid. Because of you. There you go.
Awesome. That was so good.
Thank
Dang.
You.
Dang, girl,
Thank you
have some vocals on you. That was awesome.
Thank you.
I love that button. Awesome.
I
Haley, that was amazing. Thank you so much. for calling in and singing for us.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me. And congratulations once again. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So bye. Have a great weekend. Awesome. Super cool. Okay, so you guys want to hear another song? Okay, well, since I know you guys are Reba McEntire fans, I was thinking of singing maybe a little Reba. So, all right. So let me get all situated because microphone. Okay. All right.
So I'm going to sing a little Reba McEntire. How about I'm a Survivor? How about that one? I know you guys know this song. So if you guys can, I can't hear you, obviously, but sing to yourselves with me, definitely. Okay, here we go.
I was born 3 months too early. The doctor gave me 30 days. But I must have had my mama's will and God's amazing grace. So I guess I'll keep on living, even if this love's to die for. Cause your bags are packed and I ain't crying. You're walking out and I'm not trying to change your mind, cause I was born to be the baby girl without a chance, a victim of circumstance, the one who ought to give up, but she's too hard-headed, a single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and a heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
That's the last part.
I don't believe in self-pity. It only brings you down. Maybe the queen of broken hearts, but I don't hide behind the crown. When the deck is stacked against me, I just play a different game. My roots are planted in the past, and though my life is changing fast, who I am is who I want to be.
There you go, everybody. I hope you all enjoyed that. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining me on this special show. And I hope you all join me next week when I have special guest Eric Davenport. I hope to see you guys all back, please. Awesome. So I'll talk to you guys soon. And thanks, everyone, especially Scotty Storm, all my past guests, voice messages, Nick Finaccio, who called in, all of you guys in the chat room, and just thank you guys so much for keeping the show alive. And I will talk to you guys soon. Bye. Love you guys. Thank you.